This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
For those of you who may disagree with me on the left needing to live their lives, their lies rather, I want to remind you of one of the biggest money grabs that's happened. I'm going to remind you of a couple of them, but I want to begin with this one because this is one I've talked about for the better part of 2 years. And I had people that were naysayers talking to me about it. And I said, I don't need to go beyond common sense to answer the questions of government. See, it would be the thing that gets me about government and what we're talking about here is I don't have to be you don't have to be brilliant. You don't. This is a difficult subject to talk about when you're talking about yourself, because I am very bright. I do have the intellect to figure things out, and I have the background, the logical background. And I do use it from time to time. But I'm telling you, you don't need much here. Not much at all. You can spot these things immediately. I'll give you an example. Hunter Biden is not a Renaissance man. Hunter Biden is a crackhead who has been coddled under the guise of white privilege that they're accusing you of having. Many of you who listen to this program, you're white folks. I know you are. Don't try to hide out. You're white folks. And you're considered to have white privilege. Hunter's not. All of his gains came from intellect and him doing the right things. Now, see, I don't have to look very far. I look at it and go, oh, no, that's somebody's taking care of that crackhead. Somebody's making sure that he gets everything he needs, and they're using it. Here's what's most interesting about Hunter's situation. They're using his malady. They're using his vices. His virtues, so he can go do what he needs to do for the big guy. And the media doesn't want to expose the big guy. Let me ask you, is there anybody out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, which is what you're listening to, and I happen to be Kevin Jackson, the namesake of the network. Is there anybody out there who believes that Joe Biden isn't the big guy? Do you? I really want to know. Contact us, 844-551-8255. Do you believe that Hunter Biden is ran legitimate businesses, and his father and mother and stepmother took nothing? It was all magnanimous. It was all, you know, just, Hunter, we want the best for our son. Do you believe that that's what's happened here? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. I know with 100% certainty that Hunter Biden ran the family's business, and he gave his percentage to the big guy, who is Joe Biden. I'd say this whether it was the Bush family, I'd say it if it was the Trump family or the Reagan family. It wouldn't matter to me. I look at this situation and I go, that's what happened. And I don't need investigative reporters. I don't need CNN to tell me. We'll talk about CNN in a bit, too. So I want to go back to what I've been saying. For the better part of 2 years, I told people, you're being cheated. There's a ruse around Wu Flu. For the better part of a decade, I've told people climate change is nothing more than a blatant money grab and a lie. There's nothing to it. Nothing. There's nothing man can do to destroy this earth. Let me tell you, and here's what I will bet you money about. The more man destroys the earth, the more the earth will destroy man. If man wants to dink around and think he can migrate, you know, move the sun here, or the waters, or whatever, manufacture weather, etc., let me tell you what the earth is going to do. It is going to spit man out like a, you know, something stuck between its teeth. So when these leftists tell you, we're going to save the planet, they're really being self-serving by saying we want to save ourselves. And quite frankly, they don't even care about that. They understand there are people above the AOCs. She's a useless, worthless pawn. There are people above her that understand that if they can get her fired up, she will become the money maker, the mouthpiece. It's the think of the Negro Project with everything, with women, Latinos, climate knuckleheads, etc. That's all it is, the Negro Project. Get a few loud mouths that you back to do your bidding for you. And you know who leads the way? These white elitists that Roland Martin talked about. I'm going to play a piece of that clip again.
And I'm just going to go ahead and put it out here because someone has to say it. The fundamental problem with the Democratic Party is that white strategists are controlling the money,
mm-hmm.
are controlling the strategy.
Yeah.
So that's Roland Martin admitting black people are in the game. They're part of the game, but they don't control the strategy. No matter how, you know, they can rise up and be mad or whatever, it's just manipulation. White folks say, hey, time for you Negroes to get out there and go get upset. Hell, the boss. And they run out and go get upset. And the elites sit back and count their money going, look at that. Boy, oh boy, I tell you what. That's exactly what they've done. Black folks, they spent $22 trillion trying to supposedly get things fixed, not getting fixed. It's a ruse. The same way, I'll go back to what I originally started talking about. COVID. Here's what a friend of mine, an acquaintance, I shouldn't say a friend, a guy that's in an email thread with me, his name is Bernie, says the CDC, the WHO, the FDA, he could add the NIH and others, he says, and that whole crew are criminals. For financial reasons, they blocked the use of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin as early treatment in non-hospitalized, non-immunocompromised patients with, excuse me, with the COVID virus. They have caused millions of deaths. Then they pushed a non-effective, untested mRNA product using a phony emergency with doctored death data to lock down the whole country except big businesses like Costco and their other friends while destroying other small businesses. These bureaucrats are corrupt and incompetent. See, it's one thing if you could point to one. And by the way, either one of them should get you fired. In the real world, if you're corrupt, you get fired. If you're incompetent, you get fired. Politicians, these bureaucrats, are both, and they keep their jobs year after year. He finishes with this. If we don't get the rhinos and liberals, I'm going to say leftists, out of office, there will be no accountability for their crimes. And they are crimes. One guy argues, I don't think they're being criminal. They are being criminal. Anyway, we got lots more to talk about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
January 6th is a farce, and people should be in prison for this junk politics. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here listening to. J6 proves that the Democrats will do anything to cover their lies. But before I get into that, I want to tell you that this happened. The CEO of the vote-rigging Trump company, was prosecuted. He was arrested. True the Vote got sued by a Michigan election company for defaming them. And here's how the story goes. According to the Texas Tribune, Konech sued True the Vote for claiming, among other things, that they stored U.S. data on a server in China. In addition, the complaint says True the Vote's Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips falsely claim they discovered Konik had stored data on an unsecured server in Wuhan, China, which defendants hacked into and stole data from. including personal data on 1.8 million poll workers, which they claim is a vehicle for the Chinese Communist Party to breach U.S. elections. And by the way, this is what's right now, the Attorney General of Arizona wants to know, where did True the Vote, by way of a group called OPSEC, run by Greg Phillips, get the data? Well, the likelihood is they did hack into something in order to get the data on these different the mules is what they were known as, right? 2,000 mules. There were really more than that. But now the Attorney General of Arizona is trying to get information about, where'd you get this data? What does it matter? If we got the data that showed that the elections are a cheat, why do you care? But anyway, the company said it uses no such server. This is Konec. They said, we use no such server, and we store all of our data in the U.S., exclusively on protected computers located within the United States. And in addition, they said they didn't have any data on that many poll workers or even a small fraction of that number. There are other allegations highlighted in the defamation lawsuit, but the one that's most pertinent is this. The one I just said. Why? Because the CEO of Konec was arrested for, you want to take a guess, storing election data on a server in China. And LA's DA, George Gascon, the guy who lets criminals out of office, made the announcement. Here it is. Los Angeles County Attorney George Gascon, District Attorney, announced that an executive with a Michigan-based company responsible for software used in managing Los Angeles County poll workers has been arrested as part of an investigation into possible theft of personal identifying information on those workers. So this guy has not only got the goods on him in terms of, oh, you guys are poll workers, it knows a lot more about them. It says the investigation is concerned solely with the personal identifying information of election workers. And the reason they're worried about it is not because the guy got the data, but because that data was used in order to track these people with geo-tracking. And now it's available. Unless they change their cell phone numbers, you can geo-track them forever and ever. Which, by the way, folks, Web 3.0 is essentially your personal little place on the web where people can, I mean, if you don't understand Web 3.0, you're going to be in big trouble. We're getting in early on this thing, but we'll say more about it down the road. But they go on and say, in this case, the alleged conduct had no impact on the tabulation of votes and did not alter election results. But security in all aspects of the election is essential. They don't care about that. They care that that data can be used to track these mules and tell you everywhere they go. Democratic precinct to here, to here, to here. You can follow the breadcrumbs of every one of these leftist crooks, and that's their concern. So, Konec CEO Eugene Yu was taken into custody on suspicion of theft of personal identifying information by investigators from the DA's Office of Investigation, and all the other stuff really doesn't matter. But here's what they go on to say. Konec distributes and sells its proprietary PollChief software, which is an election worker management system that was utilized by the county in the last California election. The software assists with poll worker assignments, communications, and payroll. PollChief requires that workers submit personal identification, which is retained by Konec. Under its $2.9 million five-year contract with the county, Konec was supposed to securely maintain the data and that only U.S. citizens and permanent residents have access to it. The DA found a contradiction to this contract. Information was stored on servers in the PRC. That would be the People's Republic of China. So, when these people try to pretend, oh, well, it's the most safe and fair election. They are lying to you. If they tell you that they're trying to, we just want to make sure that the elections have integrity, they are lying to you. here's what I'm going to move on back to this J6 stuff. Because you should hear what the Democrats are saying from this sham hearing. Justice has been served. By the way, Democrat Liz Cheney is among them. They want you to believe we've ended it, and we are now firmly convinced that Donald Trump tried to do this, that, and the other. And, of course, Trump, you know, I talked about it before. They want Trump to appear before the last parts of the committee and whatever. It's over now. He must testify. He must do none of the sorts. But if I were Trump, I would. I would want to be in the court of public opinion, and I would want to make them look stupid. You remember the scene from Iron Man where they say, it's a weapon, and he says, no, I developed it. You go develop your own. And it ends up making them look stupid. I would like to see Trump do identically the same thing. Here's what they say. Committee votes unanimously to subpoena Trump's testimony. And here's how the story begins. The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, voted to subpoena testimony and documents from former President Trump, a dramatic culmination of its year-and-a-half-long investigation farce, and a sign that the committee wants to continue its work beyond this Congress. Here's what they said. This is a question of accountability to the American people, said Benny G. Thompson, Democrat out of Mississippi, ahead of the vote. He must be held accountable. In other words, we've got the outcome. We're just going to now put Trump in it. It's like the vote for Joe Biden. We already know the vote count. Well, we thought we did, but at 2 a.m. we needed to change it. Or whatever time they were, they changed it. But they know the outcome. Trump must be held accountable. For what? For what, exactly? For never letting go that the idea that this election was stolen? When the Republicans win the House, they need to get every staff member, every committee member, document, text, email, phone call, back channel, and investigate every one of these lying scumbags. And then put them in prison. We need to make examples.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Home builder sentiment is falling for the 10th straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell 8 points in October to a reading of 38. Builders say high mortgage rates, set top now 7%, have significantly weakened demand. Home builder confidence is half the level it was just 6 months ago. Two companies have pleaded guilty to supporting foreign terrorist organizations in Syria and agreed to pay over $777 million in fines and penalties. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Breon Peace, says there are related foreign investigations ongoing.
The principal executives are French nationals and are being prosecuted in France or subject to prosecution in France, but I can't comment any further on any investigations of individuals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I may have shared this story a while back, but one time I was coming back from, I think, San Antonio to Brady or wherever, but it was a big storm, and everything, power had gone out and all this other stuff. And I had gassed up and was headed back to wherever. It was about 250 miles or something like that. And all along the highway, I'm passing Teslas. And these Teslas are driving 20 miles an hour. And it was a storm, so you couldn't drive like 80. But you could drive 60. And I'm cruising on the way, and these Teslas are just creeping along. And just go right by them. And after I saw like four of them, I was like, what's going on here? And it dawned on me. They couldn't recharge. Power had gone out. They couldn't recharge. And admittedly, gas was difficult to come by. It wasn't like you could just pull over everywhere. I don't remember the details. But I know I filled up. And I was going to have no problem reaching my next destination, which didn't have anywhere near the problems. But I'm passing Teslas driving 20 miles an hour. I can't remember where it was. But it was a big storm, I know that. And it dawned on me they couldn't charge, and they were conserving energy because the less energy, I bet they didn't have radio. I bet it was a ghost town inside of that vehicle. I got radio blaring, bam, boom, 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 jamming, you know, cruising down the way. Not driving crazy because, as I said, it was still raining and stuff, but all of we gas guzzlers, well, we were all good. Passing those Teslas, and I mean, that's a high-performance car driving 20 miles an hour. And let me tell you, when you're low on energy, even it's kind of like gasoline. You can drive 20, 25 miles an hour and save gas, maybe 40. But, you're going to run out of gas. I mean, same with the energy. When your battery's depleted, it doesn't care. I mean, yes, you're using less. You're like, and you're hoping it's going to continue to, I don't know what you're hoping for, but I don't think it was going to work. Anyway, during Ian, I saw this story, and this is old, but it still bears repeating that they said an untold number of cars were destroyed by Hurricane Ian in Florida, but the storm also impacted electric vehicles in a way that was proving difficult for rescue workers to manage. The EVs corroding from water damage were catching on fire.
And they said, there's a ton of EVs disabled from Ian. As those batteries corrode, fires start. And that's a new challenge that the fires hadn't faced. Now, there's also this other thing, and I don't know that this is true, but they said something about you can't just go up and, like, hit the, you know, grab the handle on an electric car because it could electrocute you. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know this. I don't own a Tesla. I don't have that kind of coin. I don't have enough money to have a play car, so when I decide to go on a longer trip, I'll take my real car. It's kind of like I tease people with iPhones. I go, you got a great camera. That's a wonderful camera. I just hope you don't have to call the cops with 911 because you got an amazing camera, but you don't have a great phone. EVs, our energy policy, these are all things, folks, at the fore. Had to go to California recently. To cross the border between Arizona and California, the gas was $5.20-something on the Arizona side. Crossed over, it was up a complete buck, $1 a mile away. I said if I lived in that little town, I think it's Forsyth or something like that, Forsyth, California. Maybe I got the town wrong, probably did. But I know this, I'd be driving across the border to Arizona to get me gas. And I'll tell you something else. California, going from Arizona to California, they got this little hut, like a little drive-through. And they got two people standing in two lanes of traffic, supposedly searching for, I don't know what, illegal people trying to leave Arizona to go there. I promise you, we're coming back. If you're leaving Arizona to go to California, you're just visiting. On the other side, there's nothing. There's nothing coming from California to Arizona. But they've employed two people who do what? You want to know what they do? You drive up, they look at you, and they go, okay, you're okay. You can go. You can go. It was two Hispanic women. You can go. You can go. You can go. What exactly are you looking for? You looking for contraband? What are you looking for? You looking for Negroes? What? Runaways? Runaway slaves? What are you, what could they possibly, because Melissa goes, well, I think they're looking for, you know, if you have fruits and all that. I go, they're not doing a very good job of searching. Well, there was a fruit fly thing, and I went, that, I'm not going to, you know, get all in your business. But that, really? It's got to be more than that. Or it's got to be nothing. And here's my position on it is, there's nothing. They just search. It's two jobs that they get to say we've created, two government jobs that guarantee you're going to continue voting for them. That's what it is. There's no reason to have two people blocking interstate traffic on I-10 going from Arizona into California. Will somebody please explain now? I will tell you this. I will tell you this. It felt like leaving a state and going into another country, where everything was higher, and you had to watch out for anything that could pop off at any given time. Oh, by the way, if you're in California on the beach, it'll cost you $2.35 or 50 cents per hour to park. And if they charge you the flat fee of $15, it doesn't apply to all the beaches. It's not like a day pass. When you park at that beach, that's the only beach you can park at. When you go to the next beach, you pay for parking. I'm convinced California is making money on meters. My son was playing a baseball game. You go into the stadium on a weekend. Parents have already paid for the tournament. You know what the announcer made at Fullerton Union High School parking?
If you park your vehicle in the parking garage, you need to pay the fee.
So everybody has to run over to meters and pay the fee in an empty garage that was for the parents so that they could watch their kids play softball. I'm convinced California produces nothing. Hot air. If we could figure out a way to get something out of hot air, we would be rich because they produce a lot of it. They produce nothing. You know, we went to a strip mall grabbing some coffee and some snacks. I would say 50% of the businesses gone. Not one, a bunch of them gone. Draconian measures of COVID shut these businesses down. So now they want to do their green energy policy. But you know what old Joe Biden's doing? He's a begging. They urged Saudi Arabia, get this was in the Daily Caller, to delay production cuts
until a few days before the midterms. So they wanted us not to feel the impact of these gas prices that are surging. They don't want you to cast your ballot on your reality. They wanted to fake it. Hey, listen, could you do us a solid and keep production going while this is happening? And afterwards, you can do whatever you want. We don't care what happens to our citizens after that. But if you'll just make us look good during the election cycle, we would really appreciate you, bruh. OPEC and its Russian-led allies, they say, which are collectively known as OPEC Plus, cut crude oil production on October the 5th by 2 million barrels per day to reduce global supply and raise the prices. Thank you, Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the best thing for the Russian economy since the beluga was discovered. Isn't that the caviar? Not beluga. What is it called? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, Joey's good for the economy over there. They cut it 2 million barrels per day. Before the cut was announced, the Biden administration begged Saudi Arabia to delay the decision until November. This was in the Wall Street Journal, folks. This is not Kevin Jackson making this up. He begged them. Saudi Arabia, they write, viewed the appeals as a cynical attempt to avoid fallout prior to the November elections and refused to do so. The Arab Kingdom instead pressured its OPEC allies to vote to slash production following Biden's administration's attempt to delay the cuts. See, they talk, leftists talk about political gamesmanship all the time. Oh, they're playing political games sending those migrants to Martha's Vineyard. See, that didn't impact anybody negatively except the Democrats and the people who are pro illegal immigration. What this is doing was they wanted to put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. Joe Biden can't help you with those surging oil prices. He can't help you with surging food prices. He can't help you with anything. So he wants a Band-Aid. Will you please help me? Hey, listen, Saudi Crown Prince, who won't even answer the phone when I call. I got a question for you. It's a simple one. We've asked it many times before. What do you think would have happened if Donald Trump had made that call? You're wrong. Donald Trump wouldn't have had to make that call because we were energy independent under Donald Trump. Just seeing if you're paying attention in class, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not that long ago, I believe it was a Florida woman, a white woman, a Democrat, state assemblywoman or represent, whatever. And she made the comment that if we stopped illegals from coming into the country, who's going to take care of their pools? Yeah, Who are going to be the pool people? Who are going to be the people that take care of their landscaping, their yards? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Nancy Pelosi essentially said the same thing recently. Who's going to pick our food if we don't let these people in? See, that's how they think about these people. They think about them as just bean pickers and whatever. They don't think about the potential of what they can become if they do it the legitimate way. They look, well, who's going to do this? Let me tell you what would happen if we don't have anybody to pick our food. Let's just play this out. And by the way, we're talking about Democrat racism, folks. This is the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If we don't have anybody picking our food, the price of picking our food will go up. And eventually, we will have youngsters, probably my age, hungry young minority kids and maybe a few white kids that will say, I'll take that job for $20 an hour. That's what would happen. Food prices might go up, but could they be any worse than they are right now under Joe Biden? Somebody would take those jobs. Oh, Kevin, it's backbreaking work. There's backbreaking work being done in this country every single day. Have you watched the show Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe? Would you want to clean the sewer system of New York? I mean, that's one show I saw. Have you looked at this show? What a great show, by the way. We don't understand that there are people doing the dirty work every single day and making a lot of money that you would never even know about if it weren't for that show. Everything can't be clean work. Some of it's got to be dirty. Anyway, I want to talk about some of this Democratic racism that I've seen, and I want to go into these quotes. Now, I've given you some from Biden, but here's one from Hillary Clinton. He says it's from Mahatma Gandhi. He ran a gas station down in St. Louis for a couple years. Says, Mr. Gandhi, do you still go to the gas station? A lot of wisdom comes out of that gas station. That's what she said of Gandhi. Harry Reid, this is a famous quote. In a 2010 interview with Mark Halperin and John Heilman, where he discussed Barack Obama and his presidential bid, and he essentially said, thanks to him being light-skinned and speaking with no Negro dialect, unless he wanted to have one. And I know where Harry was going. I said this many times. If Barack Obama had been 2 to 3 shades darker, he couldn't have been president. He was an acceptable level of Negro for the Democrats. Y'all are probably chuckling out there, but it's true. He was an acceptable level of Negro. And I used to tell the Democrats they should carry a swatch because there are certain Democrats that are acceptable and others that aren't. Kamala Harris, acceptable. She's half black, half Jamaican, and half Indian. So she's got a mocha, kind of a caramel color. Acceptable. Alan Keyes, they didn't vote for Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes ran for president on the Republican ticket, and people act like he didn't exist. Herman Cain. Herman Cain was too dark for Democrats. By the way, those very same Democrats from Biden's era, you know what they call black people? They called us darkies. But if you were light-skinned, they liked us. They liked the Lena Horns of the world. But they didn't like the dark-skinned Negroes. Yaphet Kotto and others. You have to look him up. You have to be pretty Scoey Mitchell. You got to know a lot of people, the black folks, before you white folks, you don't know these people. That's okay. Don't feel bad. This isn't a test. Anyway, former South Carolina Democrat Party chairman, he made this comment his name is Dick Harpootlian. He referred to Nikki Haley's Indian parents' inheritance. He says, in about 18 months from now, hopefully, he said gubernatorial candidate Senate Vincent Sheehan will have sent Nikki Haley back to wherever the hell she came from, and this country can move forward. Now, again, I get what he's saying. He's saying, I don't know where she's from, but send her back, right? But there was a time when they used to say that, you know, they tried to blame this the white supremacists on the Republican Party, but the white supremacists would say, go back to Africa. Black folks, if you don't like it here, go back to Africa. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I feel the same. If you want to be African-American and you don't like this country, go back to Africa. If you like it somewhere better, go. Stop complaining and just go. Because here's the deal. You'll be back. I've been to enough countries in Africa to tell you, you will be back. To Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, who was a Democrat, when answering a question from Robin Gandhi, an assistant professor at the University of Nebraska, and he's East Indian, he says to him, you're not a member of the Taliban, are you? Which, by the way, is Arab. But just the fact that he said that should make you, you know, wonder what's going on there. By the way, I could go back to Joe Biden with multiple things this guy said. I've given you some of his worst, but you do remember when he says, you can't go into a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking. And, of course, Joe regaled us with the little black kids loving to play with his hairy legs. He says they're like little roaches, you know, clamoring around. But they liked his hairy legs because his hair had turned blonde in the sun. Yep. This is also the guy that said, I mean, you've got your first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate, bright, and clean, and a nice-looking guy. Yeah. Well, I will admit, in the black vernacular, we do use the word clean. Man, old brother was clean. Well, we mean he was dressed to the dozens. Joe Biden wasn't using it like he was part of the vernacular. Joe Biden was using it like the Negro don't smell, like most of these Negroes. And, oh, let me remind you, Harry Reid made a comment that when the tourists would come into D.C., that they were funky, that they needed to learn hygiene. He was talking about tourists of color. And admittedly, I will say this, because I don't hold any punches. I'm going to tell you what's good. I love all people. I don't have a problem with them, but I will say this. One time I was on a plane, and there was an Indian family that got on. They put them people in front of us, and I had to move. I said, you got to move us. I'm not sitting here. I didn't pay for a seat, so I can't breathe air. When I tell you these punk people were funkier than a fat man's drawers, you better believe it. We were looking at each other, everybody looking around going, what just happened? I mean, as Richard Pryor said, I opened the door and the funk rushed out. If y'all remember that set from Richard Pryor, these people got on the plane and I'm telling you, oh Lord, when I told the flight attendant, Mr. Jackson, we don't have this. I said, you're going to give me a seat. I'm not sitting here. I go, this is cruel and unusual. And they would go to put their bags up. Any movement they had, I swear. When I tell you, have you ever done those tests where they tell you, oh, this is the worst smell ever, and the people that smell it, they throw up instantaneously? It was like that. It was horrible. So I get what Harry Reid was saying. But, you know, when you're a Democrat and you've got all this, oh, I love everybody and all this, and, you know, you can't talk about people. Well, I talk about people. I was driving somewhere in California. Get this. Asian lady goes 45 degrees and stops in the middle of the road. I'm not even joking. And I drove around. I looked in the car. Little Asian lady. And I went, that's it. Stereotype. But it fits. Go on. Al Sharpton reminded us of black hate. He said this white folks was in caves and we were building empires. We built pyramids before Donald Trump ever knew what architecture was. We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek. And he refers to them as homos. Ever got around to it? That's what Al Sharpton said. Matter of public record. Where is he? Prominently on MSNBC. An abject racist and a homophobe. Prominently. I have so many quotes of these leftist scumbags. And Barack Obama talked about his grandmother talking about the typical white person.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.